Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell coming up at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. It's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, 2 for Tuesday. You can get your requests in, 312-981-7200. Text them in. Biker Don, his second twofer is Charlie Daniels is Trudy. So that's what's going on. Coming up after the 4:30 news, we are going to welcome Mike Oswald, the author of Your Guide to the National Parks. And it's summertime. People are going to go on vacation. And Mike has all of the suggestions and answers for anybody who wants to check out going to some of the great national parks in the country. All right. We are back. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Check us out on Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And we're going to play a little bit of That's Not My Name. Now, That's Not My Name is when I give the celebrity name to Dan Shagru, my producer, and Esmeralda Leon in traffic. And they take a crack at guessing what the celebrity's real name is, because many celebrities don't use their real names. And so it's up to Dan and Esmeralda to try and guess. Now, let me give you a couple of examples of Dan and Esmeralda's choices from the past. Of course, the first one that we did was Stan Lee, and the guess was Daniel Liofsky. And no, that's not his name. His name is Stanley Martin Lieber. Will Ferrell, someone said William Catmeister. Another guess was Will Ferrellson. Just to give you, a couple of examples. Tina Fey. Dan suggested it was Linda Kowalski was her name. And Esmeralda said Tina Feyman. So those were just some of the guesses from the past. And, okay, we'll do some now. Steven Tyler, by the way, I can't remember who guessed it, but someone said Martin Porridge. Esmeralda, was that you or was that Dan?
I think that was Dan.
Martin Porridge.
Sounds like a Dan name.
Okay.
I like how we have trends.
Yeah. All right. Let's do a couple here. Let's see what we got. All right. Elizabeth Banks, lovely actress, director of Pitch Perfect 2. She is directing Pitch Perfect 3. I don't know if you knew that, Dan.
No, actually, she had to drop out due to family. Oh. I think believe she's with child.
Oh,
I heard.
Okay, of course you know. You know everything about the Pitch Perfect series. You get updates on your phone whenever anything changes in the world of Pitch Perfect. Well, then you should be able to answer this question, Elizabeth Banks. What do you think? Who do we usually go to? We go to you first, Dan?
We usually start with Esmeralda.
All right, let's start with Esmeralda. Esmeralda, Elizabeth Banks. What is Elizabeth Banks' real name?
Charlotte.
Uh-huh. Charlotte.
I'm gonna go Banks.
Charlotte Banks.
That's pretty good. Banks. I like that.
Okay, Charlotte Banks just didn't like the Charlotte, evidently. Wanted to change it to Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Okay. Sounds okay. Much. Rolls off the tongue.
All right. And, Dan, what do you think?
I will keep Elizabeth, but okay. Goes by Beth originally. Had to change it for Screen Actors Guild.
So her name is Beth, then? You're saying her real name?
She's always been at Elizabeth. She used to go by Beth, but because the Screen Actor Guild already had a Beth Holmes, because she's now the spokesperson for Realtor.com. So I will go say the original name was Beth Holmes.
This is a stretch, man. Okay, so you're saying... You're saying Elizabeth Banks' name. Dan is saying it's Beth Holmes.
Yep.
And Esmeralda, you're saying it's Charlotte Banks.
Yes.
All right. Her real name is Elizabeth. It is Elizabeth. I don't know if she goes by Beth. Elizabeth Irene Mitchell.
That's not my name.
See?
Darn.
Elizabeth Irene Mitchell. All right.
Don't hear many Irenes these days.
No. You're right. Okay. All right. Let's see. How about this? All right. What is Andrew Dice Clay's real name? Andrew Dice Clay. Andrew Dice Clay is real name.
Not Andrew W.K. Dice Clay.
No, it's not. Because he hasn't got a broken nose. All right. Andrew Dice Clay. Esmeralda? Andrew Dice
okay.
Clay.
I think it's Andrew.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Goldstein. I think he's Jewish.
You think? Okay. All right. Okay. And Dan, what do you think?
I'll go the opposite way. I'll say his first name is Clay. And
don't say Aiken.
Nope.
Okay.
Diceman. Clay Diceman.
Oh, Diceman. I see. And then he went with Dice Man. And the nickname of Dice, because his last name is actually Diceman. All right, Andrew Dice Clay. You said Esmeralda says Andrew Goldstein, and Dan says Clay Diceman. All right, now I got to say, if we combined the two, we'd be close. You guys would be close. Maybe the closest you've ever gotten to guessing a celebrity's name. It's still wrong, but it's Andrew Clay Silverstein.
That's not my name.
Man.
Almost, Esmeralda. Almost. Bravo. And the clay part is there.
I was in the thought process.
Yeah. Andrew Clay Silverstein, not Goldstein. You were close. That's good. All right. How about this one? We were talking about John Bon Jovi earlier. Okay. John Bon Jovi. What is John Bon Jovi's real name? Oddly, it's not John Bon Jovi.
It's, oh.
I know, right?
I don't know his first name, but I know it's like John Bon Genevi or something like that.
What are you saying? Bon Genevi?
It's, oh, man. I've seen it before, and it's very close to John Bon Jovi, but it's like Bon John... Man.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's Bon Jovi.
What are you saying it is?
It's John Vanini. I'm going to go with that because I can't remember.
John.
It's something like silly where it's like, oh, he just took out a couple letters.
John Vanini?
John, yeah.
John Vanini.
Yeah, that's as close as it's going to get. I think the Bond's in there somewhere.
John Vanini. Okay. Dan, what do you think John Bon Jovi's real name is?
Joseph Bonvini.
I remember seeing it, and we're not too far off, I don't think. Like, his last name, his real one, is just a few letters taken out.
Okay, I just make sure I got this straight. John Bon Jovi, Esmeralda is saying John Vanini.
And no, that's his last name, John Vanini.
That's what you're saying, is
right? John... No. That's one whole last name.
So what's his first name?
So it's John Vanini? That's what you're saying his name is?
No, I'm going to... Oh, man.
John... Okay.
It's... I'm going to say Michael.
Michael John Vanini.
Yeah.
And John Vanini is one name.
Yes.
It's his full last name.
Yes.
Michael John Vanini.
Yes.
All right. Dan is saying Joseph Bonvini. Okay. All right, his real name is John with an H. Okay, his real name, he has an H. John Francis Bon Jovi Jr.
Ah, see?
See, yeah.
I knew it was something.
That's not my name.
That's right. It's Bon Jovi. It's Bongiovi. And he's a junior.
See, he just took out a couple letters.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Now, you know there's a John Bon Jovi Sr. walking around. So, there you go. All right. Get a break here. We'll do another round of That's Not My Name coming up here. We'll tell you all about your guide to the national parks after the 4:30 news.
That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Christ.
That's right.
But I'm a liar.
It's not my name. All right. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell. And after 4:30, we're going to be talking about the guide to the national parks with author and outdoorsman Mike Oswald. giving you advice on what you can do for the summer. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, we're playing That's Not My Name, where I will give the celebrity name, and it's up to Dan Shugru and Esmeralda Leon to guess what the name, the actual real name of the celebrity is. All right, okay, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. David Copperfield.
Oh, man.
Magician David Copperfield.
Oh, I've heard this one before.
What is David Copperfield's real name? By the way, David Copperfield has an executive producer credit on Now You See Me 2. Did he have a credit on the first one? I don't remember.
I'm not surprised to hear that, though.
Yeah, I guess. I just found it, like, I found it really amusing because, you know, the credits, this is one of those movies where the actual, like, credits don't pop up till the end, which is a lot of movies are like that now. And, you know, sitting through the end credits there before, as we were emptying out, because 8 million people were in the theater to see it over the weekend. And so we're waiting for the place to clear out a little bit. And then all of a sudden, executive producer David Copperfield. I'm like, what? Okay. All right. So David Copperfield, Esmeralda, what do you think David Copperfield's real name is?
David Copperman.
You're just going with it. When in doubt, just add a man to it.
I feel like Copperfield has more of a magician-y sound, but Copperman's like, man.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to buy that refrigerator from you, Copperman. Sounds like he'd be in sales.
All right. You don't think he took it from the novel? You don't think that was his inspiration?
Maybe.
Okay. I was going to go David Dickens.
Are you going to go David Dickens?
I will.
Okay. That's one of my favorites, I think. That one and the one where you, Whoopi Goldberg, you said her last name was Cushion. When you guessed what Whoopi Goldberg real, I can't remember what the first name was, but you guessed it was something like, you know.
Right. Pamela, it wasn't Whoopi. It was like Pam Cushion.
Pamela Cushion. All right. All right, David Copperman is what Esmeralda says, and David Dickens is what Dan says as the real name for David Copperfield. Okay, it's David. His first name is David, so you both got that right. That's fantastic.
Oh.
His name is David Seth Kotkin.
They call me help.
That's right. David Seth.
Almost had it.
David Seth Kotkin. How did you almost have it?
I had the K-O in there.
First of all, he spells it K-O-T-K-I-N.
All right.
You almost had it. David Copperman is almost David Seth Kotkin?
That's how I hear it. I don't know what you're hearing.
I see. All right. Okay, Mickey Rourke. The fantabulous Mickey Rourke, who has never had plastic surgery. Have you ever looked at what Mickey Rourke looked like circa 1980?
Yeah, he was very handsome.
He was a beautiful man. Mickey Rourke was a beautiful man.
What happened, you know?
Well, several things. One, drugs and alcohol. Two, he kind of lost his mind in the 80s, in the late 80s, and became a boxer. And at one point had a bunch of teeth pulled, and that altered his face. He had his teeth pulled, I don't know, for a part or because he was boxing and didn't want to get them knocked out, so he had them pulled out. And then he didn't like the way his face looked, so he went in and had a bunch of plastic surgery.
Yeah, but wouldn't you just get dentures?
I don't know. He got cheek implants. He had all kinds of crazy stuff.
I would think you would just get the dentures and that would fix
the not having teeth
business.
Yeah. You would think, but then when you're on as much alcohol and drugs as Mickey Rourke was in the late 80s. Boy, I'll tell you that. Boy, that movie, The Wrestler, though. God, he was good in that movie. Boy, he blew that comeback. Didn't he blow that comeback? I mean, he came back huge. Gets an Oscar nomination. Gives, by the way, the greatest acceptance speech in the history of award shows. He didn't win the Academy Award. Sean Penn did that year. As well, have you ever seen his acceptance? You can't play it on the air. Have you ever seen his acceptance speech when he won Best Actor for The Wrestler at the Spirit Awards?
I think I watched part of it.
No, watch it all. It is the best acceptance speech in the history of award shows. It's like 7 minutes long. It is spectacular. So, but anyway, if you look at a picture of him like in Diner, take a still from the movie Diner. Look at Mickey Rourke in the movie Diner. Like, you could do a Google search, an image search right now, Esmeralda. Just do an image search, Mickey Rourke Diner, and look at how beautiful that man is. And then do an image search, Mickey Rourke the Wrestler. Put them side to side. Insane. All right, but he does. What have you done it, Esmeralda? Can you see how beautiful he is?
Yeah.
Isn't that just a damn shame?
I don't know what. Like, why did he do it?
But
he's
like, he's also a very, he's like a method guy, too. Like, he's one of those actors that's very, very method. So I don't know, he wanted to look a certain way when he played a boxer in the movie, and that's why he had the teeth pulled.
Yeah, but again, you could just get fake teeth
to
replace the ones you pulled out.
I don't know. So, all right, Mickey Rourke. What is Mickey Rourke's real name? We got to take a guess here. Esmeralda, Mickey Rourke's real name.
Alex.
Okay.
O'Rourke. Mm-hmm.
Alex O'Rourke. Okay. Alex O'Rourke is what Mickey Rourke's name is in real life. Dan, what do you say?
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, again, then he had to change it. Yeah.
He had to change it.
Hey, don't laugh. There's Davy Jones.
Vivica A. Fox. Samuel L. Jackson.
Wait a minute, Michael Keaton? Did Michael Keaton have to change his name?
To Michael P. Keaton?
No, his name is Michael Douglas. His real name is Michael Douglas. Oh, I just blew that one. We could have had that on at some point. Oh, all right. Mickey Rourke's real name. Esmeralda says Alex O'Rourke. And Dan Shugru, I want to make sure everybody knows that this is Dan Shugru's guess. Dan Shugru thinks Mickey Rourke's real name is Mickey Rooney. And he had to change it because there was already an insane Mickey Rooney in SAG. All right, his name is Philip Andre Rourke Jr.
Goodness.
Nice job, Esmeralda. There was a Rourke in there.
Yeah, but not an O'Rourke.
That's not my name.
That's right.
Close.
Philip Andre Rourke Jr. That's a good name. Why would he change that? Well, all right. You guys did really well.
We got a couple, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, you did real well. Mickey Rooney. David Dickens. I believe David Dickens was my favorite of this batch. All right, that was that's not my name. We'll do it again. Some other time. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up. And then I'm going to welcome to the show author and outdoorsman Mike Oswald. He's going to give you the guide to the national parks. That's coming up right after this.